This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 356 for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market attempted to post small gains for most of Wednesday, showing some stability after dropping sharply lower earlier in the week. The market ending narrowly mixed. July up 30 cents at $623.80 per ton, while new crop November down $1.80 at $638.20. After losing over $20 in the span of 2 days, values were looking oversold and in need of correction. Strength in the Chicago soy market and recent weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive. However, lack of significant export demand remained a bearish influence, with a beneficial moisture in parts of Western Canada also weighing on prices. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both down on the day, pressuring the Canadian oilseed. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while corn and wheat moved lower. Soybeans up 4 cents in the July contract at $11.64 per bushel. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar relative to its Brazilian counterpart has reduced the competitiveness of U.S. exports compared to soybeans and corn out of Brazil, with farmers in Brazil also increasing their sales as harvest activity wraps up. Brazilian soybean exports are now forecast to hit 13.7 million tons in April. According to the country's Association of Exporters, that would be up by a million tons from an estimate out just last week. Meanwhile, rains are expected to cause some seeding delays across the U.S. this next week, but that moisture will be beneficial for crops in the long run. Corn posting small losses, down a penny in the July contract at $4.41 per bushel. U.S. ethanol production dipped below a million barrels per day in the latest weekly report, coming in at 983,000. That marked the lowest level in 3 months. Supplies of the renewable fuel came in at 26.1 million barrels, down slightly from the previous week, but above average trade estimates. Corn traders also continue to follow the Midwestern weather news closely. Wheat futures lower across the board, with the forecast calling for rain in dry areas of the U.S. plains, weighing on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the July contract at $6.40 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in July at $5.69 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 12 cents in the July contract at $5.52 per bushel. Export competition out of Russia does continue to weigh on prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.